And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your Car Insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green, and shortly I'll be here with my dear friend and business partner, Dana Southern. He was running a few minutes late this morning, but got to get started without him. But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later when Dana gets here about what it is that we do as Your Car Insiders. But I figured I had a few minutes to kill, and I would talk about something that when you deal with it on an everyday basis, it becomes, you understand its reality. As where, when you don't shop for a car that often, and you see these things, and you haven't shopped for a car in a while. So, over the weekend, my wife and I went out to dinner, and the Dodge dealership out in Avondale is open till 10 o'clock. So, as I mentioned earlier, we drove a Ford Edge, Toyota Highlander, a Hyundai Santa Fe, a Kia Telluride, a Dodge Durango RT, Honda Passport, and over the weekend on Saturday night, we went and drove the new 400-horsepower ST Ford Explorer. And after that, we went down to the Dodge dealership, and my wife currently has a 2015 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab four-wheel drive pickup truck. So when we got to the Dodge dealership, after she drove the Explorer, she basically said the Explorer didn't really do anything out of the ordinary to make her want to buy that vehicle. So we went and looked at the Dodge, and one of the nice things that the new Dodges have are the hydraulic running boards. They drop down lower for a passenger to get into the vehicle on the right side than the regular standard tubes running boards. So we drove the truck, and it is kind of funny because I hear it all the time. I wish I could get this truck, but it would have this feature. So as far as the truck goes, one of the features that my wife really liked was the bird's eye view camera. She liked the lane departure warning. She liked the adaptive cruise control, the blind spot monitors, the cross traffic, and the things like that. And it's a special package. She actually likes the panoramic sunroof. She also likes the 12-inch Uconnect navigation screen now. So when we were at the dealership and we looked at the truck, and she looked over and she saw that the MSRP on this truck was just a smidge over $64,000. And then she decided, well, you know, I really like the way that truck looks. And instead of a Laramie Longhorn, it was a Laramie. So now all of a sudden, we look at that. Now, you can build a Laramie to be as expensive almost as a Laramie Longhorn because you can add what's called a sport appearance package. So my wife was like, well, I really like the way that that truck looks with the sport appearance package. So it has the white fascia on the grill instead of chrome. It has a white bumper versus chrome. And it has a hood scoop, has hood scoops on it. They has different wheels, and she really liked that. Now comes the kicker. In order to get the sport appearance package in a Laramie, you can now only get black interior. So she says, well, I can get the tan interior in the Laramie Longhorn. Why don't I just get that truck with the sport package? Well, you can't order the sport package in a Laramie Longhorn. So once again, we were at the I wish I could get this with that. And it's amazing. And Chrysler Dodge trucks are one of the biggest culprits of it. there are so many standalone options that you can pick in a vehicle that it's not a package. It's a package plus a standalone option. So the panoramic sunroof wasn't part of any of the packages. It was a standalone option. The limited slip differential, the anti-spin differential, whatever they want to call it, standalone options. So when these people, when clients, when my wife, whoever it is, and they're looking and they're online at websites, it's so hard to try to build these vehicles. I mean, I was trying to build the car myself, and I'm on the website and I'm clicking on something, and then it says, in order to add this package, you now have to remove this. So just because you want it doesn't mean that they build it. And it's not just, everything has a hook. It's not just the car business. As I said, we went out to dinner the other night, and we have this Dine Rewards card that we, it's a program you sign up, and it's part of Carrabba's, Outback, and Fleming's. So we went to Fleming's, and to be honest with you, for dinner, I don't really want to go to Fleming's and have a steak. And I forgot that Fleming's doesn't have lamb chops. When I go out to dinner and I want some kind of a protein meat, I want to go someplace where I can order lamb chops or prime rib. Because to cook prime rib at home for my wife and I makes no sense, because I'm the only one that likes prime rib. To make lamb at home, it makes really, really no sense, because I can't even cook it on the same grill my wife's steak gets cooked on. She has this aversion to lamb, veal, and it has to do with baby animals. So they have this Dine Rewards, and if you spend $40 on the Dine Rewards, you get a qualified visit. So I kind of laughed, because when we had dinner, and the check was $61, which is not a lot if you go into Fleming's, and actually had a drink each. So when I got home, I clicked on the Dine Rewards thing, and it says this was a non-qualified visit. So I'm trying to figure out why it's a non-qualified visit. The reason that it's a non-qualified visit is we didn't spend enough money. And I couldn't figure out why they said we didn't spend enough money. The item that I ordered was $27. The item that my wife ordered was $13, and we had a $6 appetizer. That's $46. So the funny part was, I guess since it was happy hour, it was only $35, and $35 is a non-qualifying visit. Now, it's just not just the car business where they say, you don't qualify for this, you don't qualify for that, you don't get this, you don't get that. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've been with the same TV internet company for 30 years. And last month, in August and July, I noticed that my bill went up $50.
That's pretty substantial.
Good morning.
Good morning, by the way.
And I told them we were going to talk later about what it is we do, but now what I was talking about was Delaine trying to buy a truck and getting it exactly what she wanted, but that a la carte menu didn't work because she can't get this package with that color, and if you get that package...
I kind of know how that works.
So you know how it works.
I have a good idea.
So I get on the phone the other day with the cable company. Nice young man on the phone, but the problem is, you can't get directly to loyalty. You have to start with someone, and then they transfer you to loyalty. So on the transfer to loyalty, I got this gal on the phone, and I could just tell from the sound in her voice that she was not the person I was going to want to be speaking to. So when she explained everything, and she said, well, that's just the way it is, and I'll be happy to add that for an additional $5. Now, at this point, it's not the $5. It's the principle of the whole thing. I don't feel that because my bundle package went away that I should have to pay $55 to keep my package the same or remove 30 channels from my subscription to keep my bill the same. So it was bugging me because every time I went to go watch something, a big button came up on the middle of the TV screen and said, this requires a subscription. And then there was a little box that said subscribe. And I wasn't subscribing. So when we were done talking, I said to the young lady, would you mind transferring me to a supervisor? And there's a reason I'm telling you this.
There's usually a reason.
So when I said to her, could you mind? Well, I don't know why you want to speak to a supervisor. There's nothing that supervisor can do that I can't do.
Then get a higher one.
So I made a comment about are you telling me that if I were going to cancel my subscription and I've been with you for 31 years, you'd make that decision without passing me along to a supervisor? And she said, Mr. Green, if you'd like, I'd be happy to cancel your service right now.
Wow.
So I didn't get annoyed, and I'm talking just like I'm talking now. And I said, you know, you've got to be without a doubt, I don't care what company it is I've dealt with over the years, the rudest customer service person I've ever dealt with. So you go ahead and you have a nice day. And I hung up, and I had to call back and start all over again. Now I get a supervisor finally. And I'm telling her the story, and she's apologizing for what happened.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I assume that they record those calls.
Correct. So the gal said, I'll be happy to listen to the call, but how about if I do this? How about if I add this package that costs you $5, but I issue you a $50 credit off of this month's bill? So I'm thinking to myself, you're giving me $50 because you can't add this. And Dana's shaking his head. And I said, you know, if that's the best you can do, I appreciate the effort and I'm going to take it. Because at the end of the day, you're giving me 50 for something that's 60. But what they led it onto was you almost have to check every month with this company to see if there's a special running. Now, the one thing that she did not want to do was she did not want to sign me up for a contract. Because if you sign the contract, then you have a termination fee. So the funny thing was, what I was told the supervisor couldn't do, she absolutely could do. So when we were done, my question to her was, do I sound like a nice person on the phone or do I sound like an a-hole? And said, Mr. Green, it was a pleasure chatting with you. You've been wonderful. And I'm going to listen to that call.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern, and I am here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. We've been together now, well, we've been friends for over 30 years now, but
yep.
But separate from that, we have been doing a radio show together for going on 8.5 years. And today, even though we've talked about a lot of different things, and we try to help people understand why we do what we do, and of course we've helped over the years thousands of people do what we do.
You know, and I'm just going to finish up why I brought up the cable thing. Was at the end of the day, I ended up with a bill that was $4 more than my bill normally was 2 months ago, but I have everything that I had and a $50 credit, which at the end of the day now covered the extra $4 that was in the bill. But the point of this is, I don't care what business it is. It's who you're speaking to and who you're talking to. So when I talk to a client and they're having an issue with the car dealership and they talk about they're going to call up and they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're going to do this, and one of the best lines I ever heard, and it's a guy that Dana and I know for a million years. His name's Jim Barton.
Know him well.
And Jim was not the guy to go into and be rude to.
I would suggest that that would not be an effective.
And there were probably times the police showed up at the dealership because the customer called the police for how Jim was acting.
I would believe that would be highly likely.
Now, the funny thing that I heard Jim say to the customer was the guy came in and started talking nicely to Jim, and Jim was trying to make a solution for the gentleman. The solution was not what the gentleman wanted, and the gentleman was asking for something that was completely unreasonable. So when the gentleman got up and got irate and started screaming at Jim, Jim must have been on a great mood day because he didn't blow up and didn't get upset and didn't scream at the guy. But he looked at the gentleman and said, "Sir, when you showed up, there were two people interested in trying to come up with a solution to your problem. However, the way that you're acting right now, there's only one person in this room that cares about your problem. And unfortunately for you, it's no longer me. So if you'd like to sit down and have a conversation like a normal human being instead of a raging, raving lunatic, I'll be happy to try to help you. However, if you continue to speak to me like this, the only solution is going to be for me to ask you to leave." Now, when you call a company and you start screaming and you start yelling and you start doing this, you get nowhere.
I can promise you, Gary, that that is so true. And I know that you're obviously, we've been friends for forever. I spent over a decade as the general manager of a Honda dealership here in the Valley. We were very fortunate that we were very highly rated. We won the President's Award 7 times. We were a good dealership. With that, though, obviously there were times when, fortunately, not very often, circumstances came up where a client was unhappy. If you are listening to what Gary was just talking about and are hearing me now, if you have a problem with the dealership, the way that Gary handled that phone call when he was dealing with his cable company, the way that you speak to, like, is that he described when he was talking about the gentleman who had the problem and then became irate, you are not going to get flies with honey that way. And I can assure you, just like Jim, when someone came in and they were blowing up, if I couldn't diffuse and calm them down to listen to them and then wait to get all the information I could, and they were just unreasonable, how do you truly want to help them?
You know, and one thing that's really fortunate, we're going to get into what it is Dana and I do. We don't sell cars anymore. We help people buy cars. And one of the things that Dana and I had to do when we sold cars, when we were managers, when he was a general manager, was you had to bite your tongue. You couldn't tell somebody how the cow ate the cabbage. You had to be polite. So when I was in the showroom at Lou Grubb Chevrolet in 2004, and the customer made the comment to me, "I haven't begun to Jew you down yet," he got to be excused from the dealership.
He's lucky he didn't get excused from the planet.
So I explained to him that I happen to be the gentleman that decides whether or not you buy a car, and I happen to be Jewish. So at this point, you don't have the ability or the possibility of being able to buy a car here. Now, if you want to come in to the dealership tomorrow and meet with me and the general manager, and you can explain to him exactly what you said in front of these three other people that heard you say what you said, I'll be happy to do that. Otherwise, it's time for you to leave. Now, I had a client that was a referral say the same thing to me on the phone. Now, he'd never met me before, and I didn't even say a word. I hung up in the middle of the conversation. I hung up. The fortunate thing for Dana and I is we today have the ability to pick and choose who we're going to help. Now, when the key word to remember, Dana and I don't sell cars. We're helping you buy a car.
Can I interject that? With all due respect to virtually anybody that could possibly be listening, you're not better than me, and you're not better than Gary. That's the brutal reality. And there's no chance that you have the relationships and the knowledge of all the different banks and lending and the understanding that we have gained and learned, you know, cumulatively over well over 60 years, and we still learn every day.
Here, perfect example. Our business is about relationships. Now, I could move tomorrow to any state that I wanted to go live in and get a job, without a doubt, as a salesman in a car dealership anywhere I wanted to work, let alone probably get a management position. It's not what I want. I enjoy what I do.
You know, when you say that, Gary, I love helping, protecting, guiding, and making sure people get by far the best experience, the clearest understanding, and the fairest that the dealer will ever be. And ultimately, that's my purpose each and every time I help a client. The reason that I do this, besides not wanting to take advantage of people using my skill sets against them, is because I love my children, and I'm a single father, and I have to do a lot of things that I enjoy doing that includes them, that wouldn't put me in a position to be able to work for a company. And more importantly, I don't want to outsmart people. I don't want to take advantage of people. I want to protect and guide people, and that's exactly what Gary and I do.
We're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealers. Remember, you can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Lundy's Pure Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's General Manager Bill Brixey is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, earlier today we were talking about my wife looking at Dodge trucks. And in 2013, she bought a Laramie quad cab. Had an MSRP of $46,000 and change. Now, I don't have that great of a memory where I actually remembered that, but we were looking for something yesterday, and my wife found the envelope with the paperwork from the 2013 Dodge, so I opened that up, and there was the window sticker. Then we turned around, and we bought a 2015, and that truck had a $56,000 MSRP. However, that was a Laramie Longhorn, and that was a crew cab, so not a quad cab, and a Longhorn. That truck was $10,000 more. When we went to the Dodge dealership Saturday night, the truck was $64,000 for a Laramie Longhorn crew cab. Now, they've lengthened the rear doors. The truck has a longer wheelbase, same size bed, but a bigger cab, but not like a mega cab. However, what changed the pricing in these cars today? It's no longer a moonroof. It's a panoramic moonroof. It's no longer running boards. It's hydraulic running boards. It's no longer an 8-inch screen. It's a 12-inch screen. The truck has blind spot monitors. The truck has cross traffic. It has the ability to park itself. So what's made the cost of these vehicles go up is the new technology. Now, to go along with that new technology, I get a kick out of when people say to me, I don't need a warranty.
It does sound a little counterintuitive. And of course, Gary and I don't get a commission, needless to say, when we help someone purchase a product like an extended service contract. But if you're hearing what Gary's talking about, the amount of safety features, technology that is available today that typically only comes with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty from most manufacturers. You know, most engines, I think Gary and I feel pretty strongly that the 5-year, 60,000 is, they're going to make it. And for the most part, do you believe any of them aren't going to make it 100?
Here, what I look at is this.
You're not worried about those, are you?
No.
Of course not.
It's the powertrain, but just remember, it's limited powertrain. Now, we had a client call me almost 3 weeks ago. He told me about a very unique situation and wanted me to help his friend. And she was in a really unique, really, really bad situation. She had bought a car together with a spouse. Divorced, no longer with the spouse. It is a $670 car payment, and the vehicle has over 100,000 miles on it, and she still has years left of this loan. Vehicle was totaled. She wanted me to help her get a car. Now, when we got to the dealership, I had a car that fit the budget exactly what she wanted to do. And I didn't have a warm and fuzzy feeling about the car. And I spoke to her and I said, you know, I just don't like this car. There's nothing wrong with buying a rental car. But when I looked at the car, and it was a rental, and it had one key, didn't have the books, didn't have the floor mats, the windows weren't tinted, and it had some of the rental rash on the car.
Let's not leave this yet. Let's talk about this rental thing a little bit, can we?
Let me finish
And we'll stay there, though.
So I found her a different car. So when I found her the different car, it was a 2019 service loaner with 4,000 miles on it.
I like that a lot better than a rental car.
And the payment was probably within $30. And it was less than $30 difference. She bought that car. But there was some issues. She had to finish up with the total loss of the vehicle. Now, the major problem was the vehicle that was totaled was in her name and her ex-husband's name. Which means if the insurance company sends a check for over the payoff, and it comes to her with her ex-husband's name on it, he has to sign it. Well, he doesn't sign checks. He doesn't sign the check that she's going to get, and he doesn't sign the check that he's supposed to pay her child support with, and she doesn't know where he is. So it took this young lady 2 weeks, and she was so diligent. She got USAA to mail the check to her directly with her name only because she had the proper paperwork from the divorce, and her divorce decree had the VIN number stipulated in the divorce decree. Now, she couldn't believe that the general manager of the dealership held the car for her for 15 days. Parked that back. That 4,000-mile car, how many times do you think Adam could have sold that car in 2 weeks?
He could have sold it every day, at least a couple times a day, for, I'm sure, far more than he was kind enough to help your client.
Remember, when we mention Adam, once again, special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships for their support of what Dana and I do. We work for you, not the dealers.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders. You know, we were talking briefly, and Gary had mentioned just a few moments ago about this young lady who had, they had come across a vehicle that was a rental vehicle, and ultimately it turned out that to get a similar vehicle, but with arguably a much better history, only having 4,000 miles as a service loaner, $30 a month difference. And if that's a 5 or 6 year term, $1,800 to $2,160 difference. I want to talk about that for just a minute or two, if we can, and explain to you how I see it and why, like in this scenario that he just described, it would be in the best interest of the potential buyer, in my opinion, to avoid the rental car if he can. And these are the reasons why. Typically, and it can vary from, of course, company to company, but more often than not, the rentals that at least I've been seeing from most of the companies over the last year or two are typically higher 20s to mid to upper 30,000 mile cars. Is that true, Gary?
I think he's a little light on the number.
Higher 30s is probably fair.
And here's why. The rental car companies were kind of instructed by the manufacturers to stop running the rental cars back to the auction while they're still under factory warranty. They were sick of paying for repairs on the rental cars after they got sold at the auction.
I hope you heard all that, but I started with higher 20s to really higher 30s, and Gary's absolutely correct, really past that 36, more of them. But the key, as I get into this, is when you run the Carfax, it says it's a one-owner vehicle, and dealerships are happy to put on their Carfax one-owner vehicle. Is it a one-owner vehicle, Gary, in your heart, your
well,
mind?
Well, they were, Carfax was forced to change that.
And how do they now say it?
Now it says it's a one owner, but it says type of vehicle, it will say rental.
Or it'll say lease. Right. And so the key, though, is for a lot of people, if you see a banner on a windshield and it says Carfax one owner, that gives you the impression that you're potentially looking at a one owner car. And often the type of rental car matters, because a lot of vehicles that people rent, they, you know, have different versions of those same cars that are performance versions. And lots of people that rent vehicles may treat them just beautifully and treat them like it was their own and treat it like they want to keep it forever. Unfortunately, there's other people that try to get those vehicles to do things that they weren't designed to do, take them places they should never go.
Here. There's an auction through Manheim. It's called the Total Resource Auction.
Every week. It's not like it's...
Well, once here, I'm going to go one further than every week. I just Googled TRA Auctions. And up pops up the Manheim logo, Total Resource Auction, locations, calendar, registration, old site. Today's sales, not this week's, not tomorrow's. Today's sales, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. There are 26 sales today, total resource.
Across the country.
Across the country. 2,591 late model and early domestics, 2,923 imports, in addition to 3,199 pickup trucks. Now, when you go to a total resource sale,
please explain.
That's the cars that are damaged. And when they sell those cars, you have to remember something. Carfax only reports what's reported to them. How many insurance companies self-insure?
All of them. And more importantly, how many of them report to Carfax? I have never seen Allstate or State Farm or Farmers Insurance or any other Progressive or anyone else say this car's had an accident, because they don't.
Well, here, they do.
Well, then you've
seen one. Because that's the other damage reported.
That's not the accident.
Now, that's not an accident. Now, when Dano's correct that insurance companies don't report accidents, they report insurance claims because they are paid by Carfax to sell them that information.
How about body shops, Gary?
Body shops don't report.
So as you're listening, I hope you're listening, what he's trying to share with you is that the rental vehicles that are in these total resource sale lanes typically already have existing damage that in most cases will not be on the Carfax at all at that time.
Now, sometimes when the car runs through the auction, if the auction announces something, they will have an additional change to the Carfax. So if the car runs through the lane and they announce frame damage, you might see on the Carfax on a certain date, vehicle sold at auction, frame damage announced. However, if they don't make any announcements and that car is sold and it was self-insured and there's no accident on the Carfax, you can buy a vehicle that I've seen cars with the roofs caved in that were listed as one owner, clean Carfax.
And let's be clear, when you say that, Gary, there are people selling cars similar to that right now, today, every day in the Phoenix Metro to people that are unsuspecting and don't understand what they're buying.
There was a dealership in town that they had a brother of the owner of the dealership would buy cars in the total resource sale. He would buy cars that were damaged with clean Carfaxes, take those cars back to his brother's dealership, fix those cars through that dealership's body shop, and then take them back to the auction, selling them as frontline ready cars with clean Carfaxes
that give the impression that they were trade-ins. There are so many different things that most human beings should never have to learn about or worry about, because it's not their area of expertise and it's not what they do. Just like for myself, I can't do whatever it is you do. I promise you. Whatever field you're in, if you've been doing it for any length of time and you have any expertise at all, I promise you, I would be a monkey compared to you in your field.
You know, here's what I can do. I can fix leaks in my backyard. I can take my pool filter apart as long as my buddy's standing there with me. And I can help people buy cars. We don't sell cars.
And let's talk about that a little bit, because there's sometimes when...
No, I think we should talk about it next week, because it's more than a few minute conversation.
I agree. Let's segue to something else. And let's talk about when we get a call from someone. And of course, Gary has, you know, a lot of clients and friends that he's, you know, built over the years. I, of course, have a lot of clients and friends that I've built over the years. And then Gary and I have our mutual clients, our radio show clients that we have built over the years. And ultimately, we don't do things exactly the same way. We couldn't. But as an example, if someone calls us and they're looking for example, a new vehicle, the first thing that I'm going to try to determine is if they kind of have in mind what it is that they want. And I'm often going to check to see if they've actually tried one yet to make sure that even though they may like the way it looks and they may like, you know, the style, often, you know, until you actually drive something, you know, you don't know what your visibility is going to be like. You don't know certain things. But to segue forward, if someone wants to get a brand new vehicle, I have a contact for a brand new vehicle at every single brand that's available in the Valley, in my phone, as does Gary. Is that correct, Gary?
Sounds pretty good to me.
And so from there, it either makes sense, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, to, if it's new, either get something that if it's at the end of the model year, perhaps it makes sense to take advantage of getting, you know, the best deal possible on that last model, as long as we can find something that has all the things that are important to you. It doesn't do you much good to save $3,000 or $4,000 extra dollars getting a leftover model if it doesn't have what you want, and it's just a little bit less money. You kind of have to weigh that. Perhaps in some cases it would make sense. The key is that in some cases, it makes far more sense to get the 2020 or the 2019.
You know, this was a perfect example. I helped a friend of mine. I've helped him buy numerous cars. He's my largest client. And he wanted a car for his wife. And I went out of my way to do certain things that I don't normally do with normal clients. Because for what Dana and I do, multiple visits, and I mean 4 or 5 visits to a car dealership, doesn't make sense. But when I've helped you buy 25 plus cars in the last 5 years, I'll go out of my way to go the extra mile.
See, you go the extra mile anyway. This is over and above.
So we went to the dealership to drive a Porsche Cayman. Actually, I take that back. It was a Boxster, and we drove a used Jaguar. And they happened to have a used 400-mile Mercedes AMG SLC 43 convertible. And my friend's wife drove that car. And I know the sales manager, and he gave me what he thought was a great price on a used car. And I kind of said, well, I need to speak to her husband. They're not sure what they want to buy. And the husband didn't particularly want a car with matte finish, which is kind of like a dull kind of paint.
Costs several thousand to have that look.
And I'm not a fan of it either, because the longer you keep the car, the worse that finish looks over years. So I found a car very similar to the vehicle they were looking at, an AMG SLC 63. Instead of the matte gray with black and gray interior and red trim, it was a red kind of sport package. It was $4,000 for red trim on the car. I wasn't a monstrous fan of what that looked like.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And it's what his wife wants. So when I called Mike, I said, hey, Mike, I just want to let you know the car that we found, the used one, the price is $63,900. And the new one is $61,700. And he says, don't you have that backwards? I said, nope. It's $2,200 less for the brand new car than the used car. However, the used car had an original MSRP that was $1,000 more, but he felt he'd rather have the navigation than the red trim package. Now, Mike has a buddy that customizes vehicles that by sometime this week, all of the logos and all the emblems on the Mercedes will be powder coated red. But he said, how could that be? And I said, it's because of relationships. When I called my buddy at the Mercedes store and told him what I was looking for, he said, I'll sell him this new car for this much as long as I can get the car. So when my friend agreed, the next day, without them seeing the car, without the money, just the hope of the wife looking at the car and liking that car better than the used one, my friend agreed to dealer trade to get the car prior to it being sold. Good luck doing that on your own.
Remember, you can reach Gary at 602-525-1370. Once again, that's 602-525-1370. Or you can reach me, Dana, at 602 602- 602-679-8324. Once again, 602-679-8324. We're here to protect, guide, and serve you. We're your car insiders.